Colleagues, we have a very special speaker with us today, and about a year ago we started to use this term, where is Finland? And the reason it happened, as you know, is because our government is very fond of bringing in experts. And despite the international assessments that they value so much, they were bringing in experts from countries that were 15th, 16th, 17th, 9th, or 10th, even on the international assessment scale, which is their kind of an assessment. And we started to ask the question because a good friend of mine said it over coffee one day, where is Finland? So with that, we started our exploration. Not geographically, you know that, right? It is my pleasure to introduce our keynote speaker to you this morning. As you may be aware from reading the latest issue of Teacher Magazine and the recent media reports, including this morning's Times columnist, the education system of Finland continues to be rated as one of the best educational systems in the world. The success of the Finnish education system is attributable to an array of interrelated factors, including progressive educational policy, a focus on teaching and learning, highly qualified teachers, and focus on teacher support and autonomy. Surprise, surprise. Even with these results from Finland, the Ministry of Education continues to be fixated, and I use that term fixated, on looking at Alberta and to the south of the border, to look at countries that are, or provinces, that are driven by data madness and constant standardized testing. Today, we are pleased to have an educator from Finland as our keynote speaker. We have asked our speaker to provide us with an overview of the factors that have made Finland an international leader in education. It is our hope that this presentation will provide teachers, other educators, policymakers, and the media with important information about alternative approaches to developing a high-quality education system. Our keynote speaker is Jaka Sariala. I hope I said that name right. And he received his master's degree from the University of Helsinki. He has played a key role in the development of the Finnish education system. He has served as the Director General of the Finnish National Board of Education. He has also served as the Councillor of School Affairs and Deputy Director of Schools in the Finnish Ministry of Education. He also played a key role in the implementation of the comprehensive reform of education in Finland as the planning officer in the Ministry of Education. Please join me in welcoming Jaka Sariala.
Distinguished Mr. Chairman, Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, friends, it is a great pleasure to visit here, Victoria, and take part in, to your Congress or meet annual meeting. I have been 35 years as administrator in Finland, and I have recognized how important it is that teachers and administrators cooperate with each other, although although they have different point of views, but it's essential to sit down around the same table. Mr. Mike Lombard ask me to come here and tell why Finland ranks number one in education. I found that Canada has succeeded very well in PISA studies, and I am worried about what I can tell you because you are so successful. But let's try. At first, some facts about Finland. Finland is located in Northern Europe. Our neighbors are Sweden to the west, the top of Norway in the north, a long border with Russia to the east, and Estonia to the south. We have both large, sparsely populated rural areas and also urban cities. Finland has only 5.2 million inhabitants, 20% of whom live in the Helsinki capital area. Finland was incorporated with Sweden during the 12th century. Social and religious influences from Sweden join Finland to the sphere of Western culture. The first Finnish university was established in 1640. The Lutheran Reformation of the 16th century introduced the idea of vernacular education and the first Finnish language ABC book. Already in the 1680s, the Lutheran Church had ordered that the people be taught to read so that they could familiarize themselves with the Bible. And it was not allowed to get married without elementary skills of reading. Yes. That's true. An extensive network of basic education had been developed starting from the 1860s, but despite its autonomy, Finland had not been able to implement compulsory education before our independence. Nevertheless, the Finnish people were already among the most literate in the world at the end of 19th century. In 1809, after so-called Napoleon War, Finland became an autonomous Grand Duchy of Russia for 100 years. However, the legislation and social system from the Swedish era were preserved during the period of autonomy. Russian educational statutes were never applied to Finland. The big parliamentary reform of 100 years ago, 1906, was essential for Finnish democracy. The traditional diet of the four estates were replaced by the most democratic representative body, a parliament characterized by universal and equal suffrage and universal eligibility. Finland pioneered full female political rights as first in the world. Finnish women got the right to vote and the right to participate as a candidate in general elections. During our parliamentary reform in Australia, New Zealand, and some states in US, women had the right to vote, but not the right to participate as a candidate. The women's movement has been an integral part of the modernization process. The first woman as the government minister, appointed in 1926, and the first female speaker of parliament elected 1994. First female prime minister 2001. From 2000, we have a female president, Mrs. Tarja Halonen. After the Second World War, Finland was a very poor country. In the peace treaty, Finland lost 10% of its arable land and forest resources, 12% of its total area, 13% of its national wealth, and 20% of its railway network. The war reparation added to Finland's difficulties. Finland's post-war social policy began in 1945 with the extensive measures taken to organize the living arrangement of the evacuees and soldiers who returned from the war. The number of the evacuees was approximately 12% of Finland's population at that time, which, if scaled up to the population of the United States in 2000, would have meant resettling some 33 million people. In this situation, Finns started building their country's future with three goals: securing independence, securing democracy, and the building of a welfare state. The main goal of social welfare is to prevent social problems, to increase social security, and to encourage independence and initiative. The expansion of social policy was made possible by the country's economic progress. In the period from the early 1950s to the end of 1980s, the annual growth of gross domestic product averaged over 3%. In 1990, Finland's gross domestic product per capita was the third highest in Europe, below only Luxembourg and Switzerland. Finland has, perhaps, the most equal income distribution in the world. In the last two decades of the 20th century, the economy shifted to a post-industrial stage and the society of late modernism. The favorable development of Finland's industry in recent decades is primarily due to the change in technology. These changes are largely the result of intensifying research input, which has been growing faster in Finland than in any other OECD country. Overall productivity has developed rapidly, and the share of high technology products in Finland's export has more than doubled. According to many international surveys, Finland ranks one of the most competitive countries in the world. The key elements for this high ranking were reported by the investment in the information technology and telecommunication, effectiveness of the structures of the national economy and the public sector, the high level of education closely related to the needs of industry and business life. Finland is officially a bilingual country. Approximately 5% of students in basic and upper secondary education attend a school where Swedish is the language of introduction. Our official language is Finnish and Swedish, and at the top of Finland there is lives so-called Sami people, a small minority with their own language.